Vayter in Shas. We are in Maseches Chulin, Daf Mem Beis. Picking up a top of the page about a Mishnah. Mazel tov for all those who finished the second parak. We now begin the third parak, and here we go. Very famous Gemara, Elu Trefas Behema. These are the trefas that are found in a Behema. Famously, we're about to see a whole list of 18 things that make an animal treif. Meaning, we'll go more into this, but it's going to be something generally that an animal won't be able to live if it has this problem. Says the Mishnah, Elu trefas behema, these are the ones that are trefas that found in behema, says Rashi, kol neck of a mashu, any hole, even a little bit of a hole, is going to be a problem. Nikuvas haveshet, let's say there's a neck of in the veshet, that is the esophagus. That's the food pipe. If there's a hole over there, that's a trefo. Psukas agargara, so let's say it is psuka, it's severed. And this is talking about here, the trachea. Trachea is the windpipe. Rashi says, l'rachva beruba, majority of the width of it. That's going to be a problem. Nikev krum shel moach, the membrane of the brain has a hole. Nikev halev labis chalalo. There are different chambers of the heart. There's one thing which is called the chamber of the something of the chalal katan, the small chamber, it's known as the right ventricle. You have the chalal gadol, there's a large one, which is the left ventricle. And if there is a hole in that, then it's going to be a problem. Rashi says, ve'im lo igia l'chalal, katani sefet k'sher. But if it doesn't actually get all the way through to the hole, right, if the hole doesn't penetrate to the chamber itself, then the animal's not a trefa. Nishbra ha-shidra v'nifsak ha-chut shela. Let's say the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed. Rashi explains this is all talking about one thing over here, and that is that the spinal cord. It's just that the norm is that when the spine breaks, that's usually what's causing it to happen. Rashi says, Chadehi v'trefas dida, b'shem chutru, v'nishba shidra dekatani orcha demilsa nakat psikas achut ha'idei shvira shidra. That's generally how that would happen. That's number five. Number six, nital ha'kaved v'lo nishtayim et klum. Let's say the liver was removed and there's nothing left. Nothing left for the liver. Number seven, areya shenikva. If you have the lung has a hole in it, shechasra, or this is number eight, is that or it is lacking. Which Rashi explains right now that the big Gemara parach chenu nekav, that's the same thing. It's lacking into nekav. So we said that already. Why would you repeat it? Rav Shimon Omer ad shetinokav lebeis hasimponos. It's not considered a trefa by a hole in the lungs unless it punctured all the way to the base symponus or the bronchi. Bronchi are like these small tubes that go throughout the lungs. Rashi says, knoknos, ketanos, hamispashtos, betocha reek, goes into the lung. Shalom levea ba kishechotchin osam. And you're going to bleed from it if you go and you cut it. Nikva hakeva, let's say the keva gets a neck if it's a hole. That's one of the stomachs, particularly the fourth stomach of an animal. An animal has four different stomachs, and the way that Uncle Art says it beautifully is it goes like this. You have the animal eats grass, it chews it, it swallows it, goes through the karim. Karim is the paunch, or the rumen, which is like a large sack. It's the pregame show of the digestion. And then after that, it goes to the base acosos, which is in English the reticulum. That's the lining which has honeycomb ridges and deep pits or cups. And that food is softened and it's been into small ball-shaped masses called cuds. They're regurgitated and they can be re-chewed. And then afterwards, it goes and it chews the cud. That's what we say this concept where it chews its cud. It's the food that comes back. It's swallowed again. And this time it goes through the paunch and the reticulum, and it goes into the hemsase, the dissolving one, the omasum. And then it goes into the keva, which is the maw, the abomasum, which has the gastric juices, and from there it goes to the dacha, the intestines, when the digestion is done. So here we're talking about the fourth stomach is the keva, and if there's a hole over there, then that's going to be a trefa. Nikva hamara, the mara is the gallbladder, right next to the liver, and it holds bile, which secreted by the liver. Nikfa hadawawawawakin. That's the intestines, like we saw. Hakare mapnimish nikfa. That's one of the four stomachs that we had mentioned. Says Rashi, Kamar Panimis, a Gemara, a Mefarshim explains Shenikva B'Mashu, even a tiny bit. O Shenikva Rova Chitzona, or of the greater part of the outer, or of where the greater part of the outer paunch gets torn. Rashi says, Rova Chitzona, Gemara, Mefarshim explain. Rabbi Huda Omer, Hagadola Tefach, in the case of the large animal, then it's going to be a Tefach. Rashi says, Gedola ukitana lo gas of a daka kamar. El shortcut of a short gadol. It's like when it was a baby gas being a daka. It's talking about if it's a big, if it's a shortcut then or a short gadol, imnikar tefach bashor, avagav the love, even though it's not the majority of it. So if it's a big one, a kitana baruba, when it's a kitana, it's got to be the rove of it. Rashi says, we already explained. Hemse subase, akosa shenik falachotz. These are another parts of the, again, the stomach that we saw. Hamsis is the third stomach. So, ubesakosos is the second stomach. Amazing. So, it's also true for the case of that as well, if it's punctured from the outside. Nuflim in agag, if it fell from a roof. As she says, v'shachta miyad trefa, afopish ein shever niraba. If you don't see a shever break, choshen shenis rasku v'nis parku evereha v'ein tam betreifas shalach l'moshe misinayin. This is halach l'moshe misinayin. B'gemara amar she'im shas ha'ma'at le'eis v'shachtor k'sher. If you wait a little bit, then you shachtor it's kosher v'yafapi shalo amda, even if it didn't stand. So the problem is if you did it immediately. Nishpura, right, and understand that all these laws are here are halach l'moshe misinayin. Nishpura, nishtabu rov tzalusea. Let's say you have majority of its tzlos, of its ribs, are broken. That's called a trefa. Also, it says below shem nefila, without any fault. Trefa. But Gemara mefarsh my rov is going to explain what rov is. Udrusa says ev, or if it was darus, it was clawed by a wolf. It says hika b'tziparnav. Umata b'eris, it puts poison in it. Vesarfa b'daka, and it burns with a daka. Aval begasa lo alim ziare lemiklayu. Not if it was a gasa. Abiyudah Omer, Jusa Sa'ev, Bedako, Jusa Sa'ari, Begasa. If you're clawed by a wolf, it's a trefa by the case of a daka, of a small species of animals. And when you're dealing with a, but if it's clawed by a lion, it's a trefa even by a big animal. That's just a kolshke medaka. Right? If a dog says, Ari, Begasa, Vacholshe medaka. Vatana kama, Savar, Alim Zira, De Ze'ev, Lemikai, Unami, Legasa. So we have over here that Rabbi Yehuda says that the poison of a wolf is strong enough to impact a small species of animal like sheep or goats. It can make it do a trefa and definitely, ophos, but not strong enough to do it by a behemoth gasa. But these bigger ones are going to be able to become a trefa through clawing of a lion and definitely a sheep or goat also. The Tanakama holds that the poison that by a wolf is actually strong enough to even do it to a behemoth gasa as well. Okay, now, Drusas Hanates Bofadak, the Drusa, the clawing of innates, is something which is a hawk, pretty intense. Bofadak is also going to make a trefa, but only by a small bird, like a dove. That's going to impact it. Rashi says, Tziporim v'yonim. Or just as a gas, ba'of a gas. Clawed by a gas is a trefa in the case of a big type of bird, like a goose or a chicken, if a gas bird comes along and gets it. That's a large type of hawk. Ze'aklau. Here is the general rule. Kol she'en kamo chaya trefa. Any shechted animal, if you have this animal that's shechted over here, and it has some sort of issue, that if it would be a live animal, wouldn't allow it to live, is called a trefa. That's a heavy statement there. So Rashi says, Kol she'en kamo chaya, she'luxa mecha, she'en behema lukuya dugmasa ru'yu luchya, so it wouldn't be able to live if it got it. That's called a trefa. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, remez l'trefa min ha'tor minayin. Where do we find a remez to the idea of a trefa? Minayin? What do you mean, where is it a remez? Where is there a remez to such a thing? This is something which is pretty explicit. Minayin ubasa basada treifa losochelu. It says a basa in the field of a treifa, don't eat it. Rashi says valfakav diofilu mina. Minay ba'alma basar kachim she yatsa chutz mimichitzaso. Bekoma kon treifa mashma treifa mamish. Even though this pasuk we know is used in Maseches Makos to learn that the issur against eating a kachim that left the areas of the Bet HaMikdash, it's also going to tell you this issur against eating gab is a treifa. That's a pretty straightforward concept. Ella, so what do you mean by this question? Rashi says, "Binayin la treifa shein sofa lichios." How do you know treifa is not going to continue to live? Lefrushe masnisa deketani kol shein kabo chaya treifa. Alma, treifa, and achaya. The fact that we, at the end of the mission, we ended up with whatever wouldn't if it was alive, and it got this wouldn't if it lived, clearly it says it's not going to live. So, Ella, remes, la treifa, shein achaya, in the Torah. We really find a remes that a treifa is not going to live in the Torah. The Ketani Sefik, as it says in the end of the Mishnah, zakal, kol shein kamonu chaya, treifa. A thing like this, it would have been alive, would have gone through this wound, would have this type of thing, would be a treifa. Bechal, the treifa, and achaya. At some point, a treifa wouldn't live. Minolan, where do we have this alluded to? In the Torah, Dichsev, as the Holy Torah tells us, Zos Chaya Asher Tochu, this is the Chaya that you should eat. Rashi says, Kari Bei Zos Chaya, right? This is the Chaya that you can eat. Although the simple meaning of this is, these are the animals that you can eat, since the Hebrew word Chaya also has a sense of living, we learn how the Chaya Echol, Shein Chaya Lo Techo. Something's going to live, you eat something not going to live, you don't eat. V'chal the Trefa Lo Chaya, that implies that a Trefa is something that we can not have to live. Says the Gemara, affect the Gemara, L'man Da'amir Trefa Chaya Minalei. And according to the one who says, this happens in the Chulkas when a Trefa can live. L'man Da'amir, Rashi says, L'man Da'amir Trefa Chaya, L'kaman R'pirkan, Daphnon Sa'am Rabiz, Armu Lo, V'alo, Harbi, Miskayem, Eshtayim, Eshalo, Shana, many live for 2 to 3 years. So what do you think? It's only going to die within the year. Where does he know that it's actually going to be able to live? Nafkalei, Mizos HaChaya, Asher Tochlu. He gets it from the Pasuk that says, this is a Chaya that you shall eat. When it says this, it's coming to be a miut, which means to say, Zos l'chaya echol, chaya acheres lo techol. This is the one that you can eat, but another type you're not allowed to eat, that would be a treifa. Says Rashi, Zos achaya, Zos miutahu, v'achimash, Zos stam, behemos, shein, chayos ochol, chaya acheres, you're going treifa, dafagav, shi chaya lo techol, even though it's able to live, you don't go and eat it. Says Gemara, back to the Gemara, Michal treifa, the treifa chaya, v'idach, and the other one who says that a treifa cannot live, hi, Zos, my avidle, what's doing with the word Zos. No, mi baile look at the Tana de Rebbe Yishmael. He's like Tana Yishmael. The Tana Rebbe Yishmael. Zos achaya asher tochlu. Melamed, it comes to teach you. Shetafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol min umin v'her lola Moshe. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took every sort of species and he brought in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'amar lo, Zos achol v'zos lo techa. And he said, this one you eat, this one you don't eat. So, it's not coming to tell you that they're going to live. It's just saying that that's what it's doing. But according to the other one who says that a treifa can live, what does he do? He actually says, you're right. That Rav Tami Mishol says. So he can't use it to teach how the treifa is going to be able to live. And therefore, back to the question, where's he know it from? Enechi Nami says, okay, that's true. The word Zos is not coming to tell you the idea that treifa can live. El a treifa chaya minalei. Where do we know from? Nafkalei miidach tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Another tana Rabbi Shmuel. The tana Rabbi Shmuel. Bein a chaya ne'achel so bein a chaya shalos se'achel. Another pasuk says, you make a distinction between the chaya that you can eat and a chaya that you're not able to eat. Rashi says, lo se'achel, afa pi shechaya, lo tochel, even if it's a chaya, don't eat it. Eilu shmona esrei trefos shenemru lamosha mi Sinai. What does it mean that you're not allowed to eat? They're talking about the 18 trefos that were given to lachumos mi Sinai. And since the pasuk says describes these types as chay as living, we can learn that a trefa is able to live. Says Rashi, lav mikra. It's not learning that from Pesukim, it's almost the Messina idea of truth, of the Trefas. In fact, the Gemara Vesu Leka says, Rashi, what does that mean? It means Ela Shmonasa, there's only 18 of them? What do you mean? There's one 18, we went through 18 Trefas, there's more than them. Vayika Basgar Vishav Shmaitasa. They're asking, Basgar is an acronym for 4 different types of treifas that are mentioned in other Mishnayos, and also you have the seven teachings, 7 types of treifas that are not mentioned in a Mishnah of Braisa, but the Amorayim have them as a tradition that passed down. So it's not just these. What are you saying? There's only 18. It seems to be there's another 11. Beep, turn the page. Mem beis amud beis. Bish, lama latana didah, and everything works out well according to our Tana. because our Tana didn't actually say a number. Rashi says, Avagav de lo Tana el yud ches, even though he said 18 here, mikom akom lo Tana min yari, he didn't start up as saying 18. Vikal memer de Tana, lo Tana asya bezea klal, and if he doesn't touch it, it's taught in the klal over there. The Tana, right? So the back in the Gemara, that which he taught. The Shire Asya Bezeh Klal, that which he left out. He didn't say he's left into the Zeh Klal. El Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Damer Shmona Esrei Trefos, there are 18 Vesu Leka. There's no more. What do you mean? Vayeke Behema Shenechtechu Raglem in our Kuba Lamaila Trefa, right? Something we learned earlier in this Mesechta, I believe, two times already. Right, we saw it, and we're going to see it later also. That is that if you have an animal that the back leg, the hind leg, were severed above the joint, and the law is that that's called a trefa, so why does Tana de Rabbi Shmuel not mention that there's 19? Says Rashi, Ela Latana de Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Minyana Kasha Vaika Basgar, where you have the Simenhu, Umishta Ubraisahain, Behema Shinechura Gleb, a Perak Behema, Maksha Lakaman, Kamechisaron Beshidra Baalios, Gedul Geluda, Bepirkin, Vachain Charusa. You have all these different cases, Vishiv Shmaita, Shavatrace, Shamnu. Shamanu Hamarayim Velo Nishnu Bemishta. Vinayu Mikubala Miraban, Achronim Kari Riglayim Vishilafnim Kari Yadayim. The back ones are called Riglayim, the front ones are called Yadayim. Akuva Yinuyal Bemakam Chibor Hashok, Vayarach Shemifarkin Rosa, Misham Bishas Hefsheta. And so we see that there are clearly other cases that are going on over here. How do we answer according to him, right? So that's the first one of the four that we said, that Lushan of Basgar. First one is Bet, is Behema, right? It's referring to the animal that the hind leg goes at and it separates over here. So what are you going to do there? And for the Gemara, Sava the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Dami Yechol, he likavos v'lichos. This is an animal, the hind leg was severed above the joint. You can cauterize it at the point, and it's able to actually live. Says Rashi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but Tosefta Ketani, La Hachi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Machshim, if they Yechol l'chvos, you can burn that area v'lichos and live. Hachanakit Seifa demilse, v'lonakit hashta, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Machshir. Right, he says that it's actually good. So he says that you're actually going in this way of making it live, so it doesn't count. Okay, fine. So you're saying theoretically you could do that. That's very nice. But Laman Ka'amar, according to who is the one who's giving this answer saying this? So Tana Rabbi Shmuel, is he saying according to Tana Rabbi Shmuel, to explain for why the Tana puts a number of 18? Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Trefa Chayas, really. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that a Trefa is able to live. So just, you know, saying that, ascribing to this Tana the idea that an animal with a severed hind leg can live doesn't mean that he holds that such an animal is not a trefa. Maybe it's still a trefa, in which case it should be 19. Says Rashi, Parchinon, Avagav dichol lechavos v'dichos kashya hi, da'afil achi, ikal amemer da'atrefa lo palig Rabbi Shimon, da'laman ka musvinon atana de Rabbi Yishmol, the Tana minyana, v'yu trefa chayas v'yala. He holds the trefa's able to live, the kamar namid aleph, v'bein achaya asher lo tochal, the kari lo l'trefa chaya, el achi parik savar, la kerbi Shimon, da'amer k'shera hi, k'digatani hasar v'shimon alazar machshir. So what are you talking about? According to this, you know, just saying that going to him, an animal with a severed hind leg can live doesn't mean that he holds that such an animal is not a trefa, and therefore it should be 19. A trefa can live, and there's 19 trefas. Why didn't you say that? Ella, Savalak Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Damer Kesherahi, who says straight up about this an animal with a severed hind leg, that it's not a trefa, it's actually Kshera, and therefore it's not considered part of these 18. Now the second one of Basgar is Chisaron. That's the Samach in Chisaron. It's deficient. But Nasagar Vaika Chisaron Bishidra. There's also a trefa of deficiency in the spinal column. The time we looked at a Mishnah in Ohalos. Kame Chisaron Bishidra. How much is considered a Chisaron in the Shidra? How much is considered that it is lacking? We know there's something called Tumah and Tara. In the realms of Tumah, in order to become Tumah from something, either you have to touch it, or you have to carry it, or you have to be in the same room as it. Obviously, there's a lot of different halachas here with Tumah and Tara, but that's the basics of this concept. Although in order to really be Tumas Oel, it has to be like an actual human of it, and when it comes to like parts of the body, the size of a barley corn is able to go ahead and to convey Tumah through touching or carrying, but the bones are not going to be metame through oil unless it's the majority, it's the entire skull or spinal column or the majority of the bones or the majority of the skeletal structure. Question is, what happens if it's missing a little bit? What's considered missing that now it's not going to be metame via oil? Says Rashi, Kamechisaron v'shidra shalot titame ba'oil. Elo b'magamas, only through touching or carrying it, kedin etzem kisora. Like the side of a barley corn. De'ilu shidra shlema v'gilgol shlema v'rov binyana v'rov binyana. If you have the entire spinal cord column, or you have the skull, a full skull, or a majority of the minyan of the bones or of the minyan, tanan be'el is the mitamin ba'ol v'alfa b'shal she'en alein basar, even if there's no basar on it. So how much is that? Be'shamirom m'shtei chulios, even just two vertebrae. B'shal amrim chuliachas, one vertebrae is already enough that it's not considered it. From Rav Yehuda amr Shmuel v'chein l'treif, Rav Yehuda said, the name of Shmuel, the same applies in reference to an animal becoming a treif. Rav says, v'chein l'treif l'be'shamir lo have your treif b'batsir m'shtei chulios. If it's less than two, if it's one chulios missing, it's not a treifa, but two is. Even one, it's going to be mitrafit. So why did Tanar Yishmol not count this lacking of the spinal cord as one of the 19, as the 19th treifa? Why is he putting that in? And for the Gemara, Hemseis ubeis kosos teka chashaft lehu betarti chashvinu b'chada. In the list that we had, until this point, the Gemara is assuming that the 18 treifas referred to in the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael are the very treifas that brought in our Mishnah. But which number 18 is, if a puncture of the hemsis or a puncture of the bisakosos, they counted as two separate things. But they actually counted as one. That's considered like one, only one treifa. Says Rashi, Taha gabi hadadi samchi b'chadami. They're considered like one thing. So therefore, remove one from your count of 18, and instead put this treif over here of the spinal column over here. So the number of treifas comes to 18, even when you go ahead and you include this one over here. I veka gluda, but there's also the treifa of gluda, right? That's the gimel of basgar. That's a flayed one. If you have an animal that you took off all the skin, the outer hide, the hide was removed either because it got a disease or through work or whatever it is, that's called a treifa. Why isn't that counted? So, says Rashi, Shenital Ora Vuf Shetakula, Omachmas Shchin, Omachmas Malacha, Tegatani Masisa Vacham and Poslin. So we say, Savalak, Rabbi Meir the Masher. He holds like a Rabbi Meir that says that it's actually kosher. He doesn't agree with the thing. He says it's not an issue. Ivika Charusa, what about Charusa, which is the race of Basgar? Charusa, a shriveled up one. It's like when an animal, the lungs shriveled and became hard. It became what's called charyos, like the fronds of a palm tree, because it's been scared by a certain noise. And the Mishnah later on in Dal says that an animal whose lungs shriveled up because of the scare caused by a non-human, like thunder or something like that, is not made into a treifa. The mashmaos is, but later on, is that if they shriveled up because of a scare, because of a human, then the animal is considered a treifa. The difference is that the shriveling caused by the non-human sound eventually gets better, but not by a human sound. That's not going to get better. That's what Rashi says with charusa. The katana masisa that they look shares charusa between shamayim v'tani l'kamon and name beish, but the adam treifa v'zehu charusa kosem tzam korea. It became shriveled up the lung shala v'niskas v'gemin hard kecharus sadeka, like these fronds of the deck of the palm tree. Machmas irisa adam is scared b'kol and his voice went boo. From other things like thunder, something like that, it gets healthier again. Doesn't get better again. What about that case? Mara man katanila. Says, well, let's look with the mara, the gallbladder. Who was the one who said that that's considered a problem? That's part of the 18. That's a Das Yachid. Who is that? That's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chacham don't agree with that. And they said it's not actually considered like it's a Trefa. And therefore, it's not one of the 18. So Apik Mara, so remove Mara. Vayel Charusa, and put in over there that shriveled up one. And now we're back to the number of 18. And everything's good and dandy. Frankly, Gemara, fine, so we're at 18. What about the seven things that were taught that really should bring from 18 to 25 that they weren't, in Bryce's Mishnayos, but they have a Masorah that there's another seven things about Shreifas that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Amarav, let's take a look at what they are. The Amarav Masna, Hai Buka, De Atma, De Shaf, Miduchte Shreifas. You have the ball of the thigh bone that popped out of its place in the socket, and the animal is considered a Shreifas. Rashi says, Shekafats Mukomo Chor, Shebe'etzem Aliyah, Shehu Tachuv Bo, Ula Kaman, Messiah, Behu, The equal Nibi. Okay, we're going to see a little bit more about that soon, but the point is that you have the top of the thigh bone called the buka. It literally means a pestle because it's round, fits into the socket of the hip bone like a pestle and goes into the mortar. That's one of them. Number two, Vamir Rachish Bar Papa Mishmei Derav Luxa Bechulia Acha Strefa. The animal became diseased and even one of its kidneys, it's considered a trefa as well. Rashi says v'kolshchem mishem, but certainly if it was in two of them, that's going to be a trefa. Number three, utana nitel atchol kshera. We learned that if the spleen was removed from the animal, then the animal is kosher. Va'amar rav avia avira mishmei derava. He goes and he says lo shanu ela nitel aval nikev trefa. It's only if it was removed, but if there's a hole in it, then it's a problem. Rashi says a kolman first nikav be elyono makom shi oven. The topper would stick. Aval be kulshia ksher. But if it's a kulshia, then it's going to be it'll be kosher. If it's at the thin end, it's going to be kosher. Number four, v'amar rav rechana amar shmuel simanim shenidal delu beruban trefa. If you have the greater part of the pipes, right, the trachea, the cut and the vesher, it became detached, and the animal is considered a trefa. It another happened in a few different places. Then it's going to be a problem. She says nitlashu bekama bekomos mechubarn karmat vekarmat mechub a little bit of trefa. So that's 1 through 4, and we have 5, 6, and 7. If I'm remember Shila, Amr of Mast, Amr Shmuel, Nekra Tzela Meikara Trefa, if a rib was uprooted from its base, then the animal is going to be a Trefa. That's a very, very painful experience someone should have to go through, right? And that is that, even though we know the Mishnah says that the animal is a trefa if most of its ribs are broken, which implies that if a few ribs are affected, it's not a trefa. That applies only to the ribs are broken, but not dislocated. If the rib is entirely dislocated, and even in the case of a single rib, the animal is going to be considered like it is a trefa. And that's what Rashi says, even though we said, Afakav Tatambin Mastisa, Nishtabu Rov, Selasav, Dafka, Nishtabu. Hasa be'in and ruba aval nekra tzela achas meikar even lewar not chatzi chul yosad come farish lekam on treif. It's considered like a treif. The Gemara is going to explain that this applies only where half of the spinal vertebrae itself was uprooted with the thing. V'gulgolas shenechpisa beruban. If the skull was crushed, the greater part of the skull was crushed. Rashi said shehuchtasha makos rabbis got a lot of bams, booms, and hits. V'lo nifchasa el v'lo nikiv akrum im ruba nechpisa. Trefa. So that is even though no part of the skull is actually missing and the membranes are intact, it's all a problem. Basar achofes rov akarim akaris berubo, or of the flesh that covers most of the paunch, the point of the stomachs, like we said, there's a problem within the greater part of it, then that's going to be an issue, right? This is the abdominal wall. The reason why it's called it covers most of the paunch is because that the abdominal wall covers only most, but not all of it, and the front end of the paunch extends beyond the abdominal wall, and is covered by the ribs and the breastbone, connected to the cartilage. And the reference of majority of the part of it's covering the paunch, even if it's less than half the entire abdominal wall, which also covers the rest of the intestines all the way back to the animal's thighs. It's going to be so a problem. Trefa, all this is going to be considered like a trefa. So why did you count these other seven over here? And for the Gemara, not true. The seven are fine. They're included. You know why? Because Nikuvei Tamani Avu, there were eight things that were called punctured. Eight of them that were punctured. Rashi says, V'chi Chashva lehamesa. So besakosos bechad, you put those as one, and with the lesli lamara, you get rid of the mara one because the kati pashalu tamanya. There's eight in the kuvit damasisan that are there, because really there's more than eight, but we already dealt with that. So you have eight chashvinu bechad. You can consider all of them like one because it's all by like holes and organs. Apik shav, remove seven from your. Now you're taking out seven from those 18. By al shav, and you put in these seven, and now we're good to go of 18. Says Gemara Yachi, if it's true that all the punctures are counted as one treifa, then psuke nami treyavu. Then by the same idea, the cases of severed organs in our Mishnah are two. A severed trachea and a severed spinal column. Chashvinu b'chad, why don't we consider them to be like one in batzer luchad? And now we're lacking one. We only have 17. Vote. And furthermore, the Rav Avir Mishmei the Rava, in the case of Avir in the name of Rava, of a punctured spleen, which is one of the seven teaching that you added to the Brisa's count. Rashi's nikuv etchul, the spleen, nami nikuvi, it's also considered of nikuv, so therefore it shouldn't be counted separately, but it should be included, in which case now we're down to only 16. Beep, turn the page. Mem gimel alf, elahanach tarti, da'apak, lo tepuk. The two cases that you previously removed, don't remove them. Now you have these two extra cases, now you end up a total of 18. What are those two that we took out? Rashi says, behema shenechtuchu ragleha, Vagluda, the one that the leg was taken off, and the gluda and the flayed ones over here. Mm-hmm. Now you end up, right, because we said earlier the Gemara wanted to figure out the Brisa's count of 18 by saying that the Tana Rabbi Shmuel doesn't talk about the leg that was severed, and doesn't talk about the one that was flayed to be a treifa, right, and going with the minority view of Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Meir. The Gemara now takes that away and says, no, we go and put those two back. Tani Rabbi Shmuel really do agree, like we thought with the Chachamim, who argued with Shimon Elazar, and said the animal's leg is severed to be a treifa, and they argue with the Meir that the flayed animal is a treifa, and therefore you have these two, now you end up to have 18, and everything is good and dandy. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.